The New Balance Fresh Foam 80. It's an interesting trainer. The Fresh Foam series has been launched in trail and running versions, but this is the first version launched for training, and it's a mid-cut, which is a little bit different considering that most shoes that New Balance produces are low-cut shoes. Sincerely, because they're a running company and running shoes are largely low-cut. In fact, predominantly low-cut. It's rare that you see a mid-cut running shoe. They're there, but they're rare. With this particular trainer, though, it actually emphasizes a fit that feels more like it's a lower shoe, which is a great thing, but it supports the malleoli, the ankle bones, so that you can have a little bit more sensation and support there if you need it. Having said that, because of the way the lacing is, you don't necessarily need to have it laced up as if it's a mid. So if you feel more comfortable actually having it laced lower, if you like a lower cut fit, you can just lace it lower and not lace to the top eyelets. But the great thing about the New Balance Fresh Foam 80 is that it's a shoe that makes use of its chief technology. Fresh Foam is a proprietary foam that New Balance has produced that actually is in one piece. So from forefoot to rear foot to heel, you have one uniform piece of foam. And what happens is that as you perform in the shoe, so anything from walking to actually running to training, anything that you would do in the shoe, there's a continuity in the cushioning so that there's some evenness, that there's balance to your foot. This is a theme of New Balance, providing a balance for your feet. And the Fresh Foam 80 is no different. The great thing about this shoe is that, like many New Balance products lately, is that they're taking their heat welding technology to the level where many of its shoes can be predominantly mesh on the top, and in areas where there's more wear, there's more support needed, there's heat welded synthetic layers that actually go upon it. And you can see those layers in the Fresh Foam 80s forefoot, along the lateral and medial sides, and but namely in the heels too, the heels where it cups the foot. The great thing about the Fresh Foam 80 is that it actually is wide where you need it and is narrow where you need it. It's sculpted really well. It's sculpted inside the inner heel and inner arch, but it's wide at the lateral heel and it's wide at the lateral forefoot and in the medial forefoot. So both the inside and outside forefoot is supported with a substantial kind of width. And that's important because you want to be able to have a good base. Particularly, what you'll appreciate from the Fresh Foam 80 is that it actually does what it is meant to do, in that the Fresh Foam 80 actually gives a continuous kind of cushioning that is supportive and consistent and uniform because of the way the foam is. The Fresh Foam itself is very, very consistent, and that's a great thing to think about if you're considering trying the shoe for training. Another great aspect of the shoe, aesthetically, is that it actually has a lot of great color pop. And sometimes that can be a distraction. Some people don't like that, but they're going kind of all out, New Balances, and trying to kind of give a new kind of visual appeal. And that makes sense. When you have a new technology, you want to be able to show the technology. And so this does that well along the midsole and sole itself. But particularly the highlight of the shoe, other than its forefoot fitting, that it cups the heel well, is that the Fresh Foam itself is a very soft but yet supportive kind of technology. A lot of people reference the Lunar Foam when they talk about foams that are kind of dynamic and yet soft. And the early kind of Lunar Foam that Nike was producing actually bottomed out a lot, but Fresh Foam doesn't bottom out. And that's a great aspect of having foam too, because sometimes, in fact, many times with foam based shoes, and this is just the way it's been for the last 30 years or so, you get to a point with them where they lose their give and they don't return much energy back. But the Fresh Foam, actually, you can put a lot of weight into this shoe just based on what you're doing, and you'll still have some give back, which is important for cushioning, that it doesn't wear out too quickly. So if you're looking for a great training shoe that actually provides some ankle support if you need it, provides great fit for the shoe, if you have high arches or even low arches, and if you'd like some support, lateral support, and to be able to have a shoe that can be used for anything, but the cushioning is consistent and bouncy, the Fresh Foam 80 is likely for you.